A semi-truck backs into a gate in Buffalo, 6 miles from the Peace Bridge to Canada. Because there's such limited room at the border, Customs is checking this big rig's cargo here at Speed Global Services, a private transportation company. This added security measure and others did not exist before 9/11, says Joe Birdie, a vice president at Speed.
Nobody expected what happened to happen. So you're kind of flying by the seat of our pants, and you just took one day at a time.
Most inspections find nothing suspect, but there's always the possibility a trailer contains something or someone illegal. Increased security has slowed shipments and dissuaded some companies from operating in Western New York, Birdie says.
Get outside of a border city, and they think shipping to Canada is very difficult, and we're trying to spread the word throughout that it's just a bridge.
In the decade since September 11th, truck traffic at the Peace Bridge is down 10%. Car traffic has fallen 27%.
We've had traffic declining, but congestion going up.
Ron Reines is general manager of the Peace Bridge Authority. Outside of his office window, lines of vehicles back up, regularly creating half an hour to hour long delays. Before 9/11, Reines says, the border didn't really exist. Locals crossed for lunch or shopping.
If you asked for documentation, almost anything sufficed. It could be a library card, gym card, you know, almost anything was sufficient. Those days are gone.
Now, a person must have an enhanced driver's license or a passport, which more than two-thirds of Americans don't own, according to the State Department. Cargo-carrying trucks need extensive documentation, and even that doesn't guarantee a swift crossing. Rina says quizzing by border guards sometimes turns bridges into parking lots. All of this adds up to an atmosphere of frustration, fear, and uncertainty.
People that live here half the time don't even know what's going on.
But Arlene White does. As head of the Binational Alliance, she's driven across the border every day for years. Her group recently studied behavior at the border since 9/11. They found more than a 70% drop-off in tourism-related trips. But White says the data also shows there's a perception the border is more of a hassle than it really is.
There really are not big problems at the border. 95% to 98% of the time, there are no delays. You can actually pinpoint the delays through holidays, time of the day, events that are going on.
But how do officials increase tourism while preventing terrorism? Plans for a new, larger bridge in Buffalo were recently shelved. Instead, a small expansion to the U.S. Plaza should ease congestion for a bit. Still, University at Buffalo Canadian Studies professor Monroe Eagles says current levels of security are an overreaction to 9/11 and will continue to keep traditional levels of commerce at bay.
This strikes me as a step backwards. What's the net benefit? Are we that much safer? The real fault lies in the idea in Washington that borders are walls that can hermetically seal off, you know, the country from all threat.
Money would be better spent protecting the thousands of miles of unguarded border between the U.S. and Canada, Eagles says.
If I were a terrorist wanting to do harm to the United States, but the last thing I'd do would be to try to cross at the Peace Bridge or Queenston-Lewiston.
But Eagles admits if he were a border guard, he wouldn't want to be the person that allowed a terrorist or a weapon to cross into the country. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.